John Rudy from Kingston Wealth Management. Thanks for tuning in today. We got a lot to talk about. It's been a busy week in the financial markets. Joining me this morning, Chris Rudy from Kingston Wealth Management. Chris, we had another week where we saw a lot of ups and downs, and we're going to try to dissect it a little bit, but overall, still kind of in a pretty good situation.
Right. You know, I think you got to start the beginning to kind of take that long-term perspective that we always talk about. And, you know, January to start the year, very positive month. February, we saw the return of some of that volatility down pretty significantly, even into correction territory in the early part of the month, but rebounded some. And, you know, capping off the first week of March or so, you know, I still think we're within range of some of those all-time highs that we hit earlier in the year in January. But the big news of the week, obviously the thing that seems to be driving a lot of this short-term movement, is the tariff talk.
The tariffs.
It's the discussions that are being held on, and I believe on Thursday, the president did sign in some tariffs against aluminum and steel. Now I think that they're working on exempting
some of
the countries, especially maybe Mexico and Canada, in hopes that, you know, we renegotiate the NAFTA deal. So I think as a whole, we've seen tariffs before in this country, with mixed results. Most recently in 2002, I believe,
right
or around
George
there,
Bush.
George Bush had them in for about 20 months, and we did. It had a negative impact on the economy in the short run. But as we look back on a whole, despite anything one body would enact, one president would elect to try for a while, overwhelmingly we've always been able to surpass that, and I see no reason to believe that would be any different now. And to think that the economy is really hinged on one specific issue is really kind of a myopic view. It's such a broad, diverse thing, mostly driven by long-term earnings, but there's so many other factors at play that just trying to isolate this one item and say, well, that's the reason why this is happening, is, I think, a little bit short-sighted.
I'm always more interested in what's getting taken on the intellectual property side. I think we've been prone, I think we've been targets of that, and unfortunately we haven't punished countries who do that enough. I've got mixed emotions. Part of me doesn't want to continue to be taken advantage of by countries on the trade side, but as you pointed out, our economy is so much larger than many other economies, and I mean, there's almost that built-in deficit just because of our purchasing power.
That's right. You know, we have the largest economy. We are the biggest consumers of goods for the whole world. So it only stands to reason that to some extent we would buy more products than maybe other countries are buying from us. But I do think that if we can take some steps to maybe lessen that deficit, maybe help protect, continue to bring back some jobs here in this country, especially for some of those industries that maybe are the most affected by it. That's certainly a positive thing. And I think we've all in a little over a year now with this administration, with this president, have hopefully learned that sometimes the things that are tweeted about, sometimes the things that are talked about out loud don't always come to fruition the same way.
Right.
A lot of this is some posturing.
Position.
And really look at, take North Korea, for example. That for so long, we had a lot of tough talk, a lot of tough tweets, and many people kind of scoffed at that. But then we read the news stories that, well, maybe now they're open, you know, as a result of sanctions and some of that tough talk. They may be open to reducing some of their nuclear arsenal or just even being open to talks, I think, is a step in the right direction. So that can be an example, maybe, when we're talking about tariffs, that yes, it sounds draconian. Yes, it sounds very direct, but let's see how it really shakes out.
Yeah. The other thing I think that when you talk about volatility, and clearly those kind of shakeups had some effects short term on the market, even intraday movement, because to balance that out, there was also some great news on the private sector jobs, right? We're coming in about 235,000 versus maybe 185 expected. It just shows that the economy is continuing to build momentum. I think that kind of balances things a little bit too.
Well, sure. And that just goes to say, this is a complex issue. There's many factors at play all at one time. And to try to predict or say what one certain thing moves the market up or down is very difficult to do. And it makes trying to predict or make a move in the short run, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. There's no documented data that says anybody can predict what a market will do in the short to interim amount of time. And really, we can't predict over the long term what it'll do, but at using history as our guide is the only thing that we have. That's what you make policy. That's what you make financial plans based on, not anything in the short run.
I did see that talking about the tariffs, that they already made one announcement in Southern Illinois that they're going to open up another steel plant that had been closed down. It's going to bring back about 500 to 600 jobs. So there's always going to be pluses for some folks, negatives for others. But I certainly think it bears watching over the next weeks and months to see what really falls out. We need to take a short break. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about, a lot more issues to cover. Back in just 1 minute with more Money Matters.
When I ask our moms and dads why they chose Katie's Kids, they don't hesitate to tell me that it's the low adult-to-child ratio in our classrooms, and it's the experienced and patient teachers that guide and care for their children every day. Hi, this is Katie, owner of Katie's Kids Learning Center. Our primary caregiving model ensures your child receives the one-on-one attention they want and deserve. What's important to you? Call or come in today to Katie's Kids in Normal or in Bloomington, or visit us online at katieskids.net. Developing relationships, the heart of quality care.
Some of the best experiences in life are carefully planned down to the last detail to ensure their enjoyment. Retirement living is no different. If you haven't thought about your options, Westminster Village wants to remind you that now is the time to plan ahead and do your research. Westminster Village believes in celebrating life by providing excellence in senior living through a continuum of care and services. Call today to schedule a tour and see how the campus can fit into your plans for the future. It's never too early to plan ahead, so be sure to ask about waiting list opportunities as well. Westminster Village is a continuing care retirement community offering independent living, licensed assisted living, and skilled nursing care, all on its 40-acre campus in Bloomington. Ask questions and stay updated by following them on Facebook and Twitter at Westminster VLG, or visit the website at westminstervillageinc.com to schedule your campus visit.
Welcome back to the show, Money Matters. I'm John Rudy from Kingston Wealth Management, joined by Chris Rudy, also from Kingston Wealth Management. We've got, every Saturday, we're fortunate to come on and to talk about the things that maybe you hear about on the national news, but maybe they don't make sense. We try to also maybe talk about some things locally, too, Chris, that might have effect on the economy. One of those things we heard this week that State Farm was going to be reducing their jobs significantly, I think, in some areas, maybe 900, 1,000 is kind of number being talked about. Definitely has an impact on the community. There's no doubt about that. It certainly, I think the community is still extremely fortunate because of the positives that State Farm offers. It's just amazing what they contribute to this economy. But I know there are some folks who are concerned about that. But one of the areas I want you to talk about a little bit is, this is a time when there are some people that are better prepared than others for this move. Some people are going to need to maybe go back and find something else. Others are going to hopefully be able to retire. What are the things that I know last time this happened, you got quite a few calls about what to do and maybe what kind of moves. What are some of the things that you're going to be counseling folks that contact you about?
Yeah, certainly. And you know, thoughts go out to anybody who's affected by a job change at State Farm or really anywhere.
Right.
It really brings in a time that's what we call a life change when we're talking about financial plans and sometimes the need to adapt or amend them. Or if you haven't started one, sometimes it kind of develops a point where, hey, we really need to take a look at where things are. And if you're maybe 10 years from retirement, if you're closer or farther away, it all has an impact. One of the big questions somebody asks when leaving a job, either voluntarily or not, is what do I do with the money I've put into that retirement plan? Mm-hmm. And the short answer is, if you've got a balance approximately $5,000 or above, you don't have to do anything right away. There's the laws in place that you can stay in that plan,
so long
as that plan isn't being moved or closed down for some reason. You can stay right there. Or you can, and many people elect to at that time, roll it over into an IRA, something that's more in your control, oftentimes has a few more investment options, and you can monitor that, especially if you're no longer at a job where you're looking at the 401k. The other third option would be if you're fortunate enough to find another position quickly,
mm-hmm.
you can roll many times depending on what the plan parameters are. You can roll over one 401k to your new employer's plan and begin to participate in those options. So that's really the big question. And then I think what you're getting to is, well, maybe if you're going to have some time between your next job,
right.
if it's going to take you some time to look, how do we use the resources you currently have saved to kind of get you in between? And that's really where you start to develop a financial plan, because hopefully, you know, you've had some bank savings, something you can fall back on, emergency funds for things just
which
like
you've
this.
Talked about a lot about right. the emergency funds.
Right. And if you have that, you've got a lot more options than if, say, maybe your only source of savings has been in a retirement plan and you're short of age 59 and a half, where anything that you would have to tap into that, not only are you depriving yourself for potential retirement income,
right.
depending on what you use that money for, could also carry a 10% penalty, which can really make a frustrating, difficult time even more frustrating, because you feel like, hey, I'm depleting all this money that I just put away. So if you can have that financial plan in place for unexpected life events like this, like a job change,
right.
I think it makes it a little bit easier to tackle. But if you haven't, you can still start. And, you know, we're more than happy to discuss any options with anyone who has questions.
We see times, I know we've talked about in-service withdrawals that I think State Farm had allowed at one time, which sometimes gets folks at a younger age access to 401k accounts. But there's also other conditions that folks can, hardship type conditions. I think from time to time you can have access to those funds if need be. But I think you point out the main thing is be very, very careful, because that penalty, if you're under the age of, you know, 59 and a half, it could be really tough.
Yeah. It just kind of makes a bad situation worse, I think, because now you're depleting those resources even more if you don't. But those hardship withdrawal reasons are very specific, very laid out. And,
right.
and as with anything, you want to make sure you research, look at what your plan provisions are before making a move, because you can't put it back in once you take it out. So making sure you understand all the ramifications is key.
And I know many of the folks there have the old pension plans where the company had a, based upon the amount of years you were there, where you had the defined benefit, which is a wonderful thing. And it's not as prevalent anymore. But clearly that makes for some instances, some really a positive situation and will enable some folks to maybe get into the retirement a little bit quicker. But those are the kind of things that you kind of analyze. And I know we've done it before. And before the show's over, I'll give our number out in case anybody wants to talk to you about that.
Yeah, certainly. And again, that anything that's job specific, person specific, company specific, you know, you want to make sure you know and ask the right questions to a benefits department. Okay, how does this impact me specifically? So rather than try to kind of
right.
gauge what everybody is on a broad scope, you know, we would just counsel that make sure you find out how these options apply to you specifically.
Another thing happened this week, and you know, we've talked from time to time to not overreact on any kind of intraday market news or political events, but it never fails. It seems like every week or so we'll get a call from whether it's a client or somebody just wanting to talk about it, but feeling that because of the political turmoil, whether you're on one side or the other, that it's a time to maybe go to cash. And when those questions come up, when people are trying to anticipate what the market's going to react, it doesn't work out very well normally, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I think we've been doing this long enough. We've talked to enough people, like you say, who have ideology feelings on either side of the political aisle. But to make a move based on who's in, you know, whose party's in control,
right.
what administration is in there. And I will give anybody credit for being a little bit nervous sometimes when we read or hear things that the current administration says, just because it's so different than really any person we've seen before. But even despite that, making a move based on some type of a political inkling, it really doesn't work out all that well in the long run. And we've done, you know, lots of statistical look backs, and it really does not matter which party is in the White House based to dictate or try to understand what a market might do over that same time. There's really almost no difference in there. So, and that's something that may not seem like that's the case when you just think about it, but when you really drill down,
right?
Again, markets are complex. They move despite political reasons sometimes. Well,
and I think you make the point. Last year was a great example. If you were to have gotten scared, which some folks did, and if you would have listened to some of the so-called experts out there that were talking about how the market was going to tank under this administration, you would have lost out more than likely on one of the more significant moves that we've seen in a while. Those are hard to come back from.
Yeah, I mean, and I would even go farther to say that for the average person, those you can't come back from that. You may not look like you lost much on paper because they say you went to cash in October of 2016, your account value still might be there, but you're really never going to be able to recreate that same set of circumstances, that same 15-month run where if you were invested in any type of growth, security, equity, portfolio, the gains that you would have seen, the progress that you would have made towards that more successful, stable financial plan to make that back up now and even a multi-decade retirement is a very difficult thing.
Need to take a quick break. We've got one more segment when we come back. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more Money Matters.
When is the last time your bank did something exciting? Something truly amazing. It's time you discover Bloomington Normal Community Bank, your home for amazing banking experiences.
With the amazing account, your checking account earns an annual percentage yield of 5.01% on up to $5,000, rewarded to you in points.
Then you can redeem these points for gift cards, travel, merchandise, even cash.
Plus, there are other ways your amazing account earns points, like using your debit card. So why choose ordinary when you can have something amazing?
Some conditions apply. Come see one of our amazing bankers. We have time for you. Bloomington Normal Community Bank, a division of Morton Community Bank, member FDIC.
Have you been to Baxter's Restaurant and Chop House lately? If you haven't, you're missing one of the best dining experiences in the area. Enjoy a certified Angus beef hand-cut steak, or perhaps some of their seafood that's flown in daily, as fresh as you can get. Baxter's also features fine wines and spirits to complement their menu choices. And don't forget about daily happy hour specials and gift cards for the holidays. When you're looking for an enjoyable lunch or dinner experience, look no further than Baxter's. Located on East Empire across from the airport and now open in Champaign-Urbana.
Welcome back to the show, Money Matters. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Had some great discussions going, both what's going on locally and also in the worldwide global look. I want to thank our sponsors who are with us each week, Bloomington Normal Community Bank, Baxter's Grill, Katie's Kids, and the Westminster Village. Thanks those folks for being such a big part of making this show successful. I mentioned it the last segment. If folks out there have questions on any topic, we're always glad to take them next week. You can call Chris at the office at 663-9477. He or Kevin will certainly be able to address. I know we'll get some calls from folks, Chris, whenever these things happen. But I think it's a very beneficial. You can clear up some things that just might set somebody's mind at ease. So anytime you want to do that, you can do it. We're also at KingstonWealthManagement.net if you want to find out more about the company as well. One last topic I want to talk about, too, Chris, was we talk about financial planning, but less than a quarter of the people out there have it in writing. And I know my dad, your grandfather, was a nut about whatever got done, what was written down, got measured better. And I agree with that. And yet we still see folks reluctant to put this, to commit those plans to writing. What do you see as some of the real opportunities when someone does that?
And I think the first, the biggest thing that you get from putting a financial plan in writing is just that enhanced accountability. If you have something that you can go back to start off with maybe every 6 months or every year and check off, hey, are we doing the things that we laid out that we need to do as far as savings or consumption or investment that are working towards mm-hmm. are working towards our goals of either retirement or education or legacy planning, then we have a document that you can live to. Too often, you know, we think about something in the back of our mind, oh, I really need to do that, or maybe I shouldn't have done that. But if you don't have that physical document, and we've laid out a couple different scenarios just in the show today, that if you have a financial plan, it will keep you many times from making or reacting to
right.
something that happens outside of your control, or addressing something that does happen to you, a life event.
Right.
If we have that piece of paper, if we have that, and it doesn't have to be, for some people, it's a few bullet points. For others, it's very detailed. It's different for everybody. But to have an actual document that you can go back on, review maybe with an advisor, really makes all the difference in the world.
And that's a key thing, because I think some people have a misconception. I think they build these plans, you pay for it, it goes in a drawer and you never see it again. That's a huge mistake, because they are evolving documents. As you said, life changes, things change. You do have to make different moves in that from time to time. But one of the things is because of risk. I mean, everybody's risk can change, and how your mix of what you have in those plans can change.
Yeah, certainly can. And I think when you talk about risk, you have to look at it from a number of different factors. But really, the biggest risk, and I think the one that sometimes gets overlooked, is, are we going to run out of money? Are we going to run out of assets before we run out of life? Are we going to maybe be a little bit too conservative to the point where we erode our purchasing power, which means we can't have that same good retirement that maybe we planned for? We're going to have to adapt or take a step back. So gauging that versus what maybe the short-term volatility right. that we're experiencing right now, which is the bigger risk? And I would always argue that it would be the longevity, the purchasing power risk, much more so than short-term.
Great topic, and we'll come back from time to time and visit that again. Chris, we're out of time. Have a great weekend, folks. Back next week with more Money Matters. Till then, this is John Rudy saying thanks for listening.
Money!
Securities offered through Valmark Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Kingston Wealth Management, Inc. is a separate entity from Valmark Securities, Inc. and Valmark Advisors, Inc.
Over the years, the professional advisors at Kingston Wealth Management have talked about the many benefits of comprehensive financial planning. Perhaps one of the areas that you could be faced with is an offer for early retirement. Questions come up like, what do I do if I'm offered a severance package? How will I handle health insurance prior to becoming eligible for Medicare coverage? At Kingston Wealth Management, we specialize in preparing our clients for opportunities as well as obstacles that may serve us along the way. If you're seeking advice for issues like this and many other questions that come up regarding your retirement strategy, give us a call and we'll be happy to arrange a meeting free of cost to explore the best path together. Call us at 663-9477 to make an appointment soon, and check us out on the website at kingstonwealthmanagement.net. To make sure you're getting the best advice before you're presented with options for you and your family, talk to us. We're the Kingston Wealth Management Group, financial services above and beyond.
Securities offered through Valmark Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Kingston Wealth Management, Inc. is a separate entity from Valmark Securities, Inc. and Valmark Advisors, Inc.